Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building AWI's warehouse intro in Ableton Live 12 for a jungle and old-school D&B track. Think cold concrete space, echo trails, and just enough rhythm to suggest the drop before it arrives. We're not going for full-on chaos here, we're going for pressure. Bass. Wait, that feeling like the tune is already bouncing around a dark room before the drums fully open up. A strong intro does a few jobs at once. It sets the mood, it gives DJs something usable to mix from, and it starts the energy without giving away everything too early. That's the balance we want. Dub pressure, not overcrowding. So let's keep it simple and focused. Start in arrangement view, and claim bars 1 to 16 for the intro. Put the drop or the main break at bar 17. That gives you a clean phrase to work with, which is exactly what you want in D&B. Keep your session lean too. 3 to 5 tracks is plenty. You only really need a drum track for break chops, a bass or sub track, a dubstab or tonal hit, an effects track, and maybe one atmosphere layer if you need it. Don't stack things just to make it feel full. In this style, air is part of the groove. The first sound to build is the dub pulse. Load something simple like operator or wavetable and keep it basic. A sine wave or a muted saw is enough. Set fast attack, a short decay, low sustain, and a short release. You want a note that speaks, then gets out of the way. If needed, soften it with a low-pass filter somewhere around 120 to 250 HE, and add a little saturation so it has some body. Write something very restrained. One note, maybe two. Repeat it every bar or every two bars is fine. You are not writing the bass line yet. You are creating a pulse that implies movement. Now here's an important choice. You can go with a straight dub pulse, which feels colder and more spacious. Or you can make it a little more syncopated and offbeat, which gives it a more nervous jungle feel. If you want the intro to feel heavy and minimal, go straight. If you want it to push harder toward the break, make it a little more ragged. Both work. Choose the one that serves the tune. What to listen for here is simple. The sub should be felt more than heard. It should not smear into the future kick or break hits. If it starts sounding like a full bass line too early, shorten the notes and back off the level. Next, let's make that dub character happen with movement. This is where Ableton's stock tools do a lot of the work for you. On your stab or chord, try a chain like auto filter, echo or delay, reverb, and maybe a touch of saturator. Keep it controlled. One strong echo gesture is usually better than three separate ones fighting each other. Set auto filter to sweep gradually. The point is to open the sound over time, not to throw a huge filter movement on everything. Add echo with a 1/8 or 1/4 feel, moderate feedback, and keep the low end under control. Add reverb, but not so much that it washes out the groove. Short to medium decay is usually enough. If the sound needs more edge, add a little saturation before the delay so the repeats feel worn in and dubby. Why this works in D&B is because space is part of the rhythm. In jungle and old school D&B, the gaps between hits matter just as much as the hits themselves. The delay tail can become a kind of percussion, and the filter movement makes a stag sound feel like it's breathing in the room. What can go wrong? Too much delay, too much reverb, or too much width in the low mids. That's the fastest way to lose the warehouse feel and turn the intro into fog. If that happens, shorten the tails, reduce feedback, and high-pass the return a little so the low end stays clean. Now bring in the break, not a full wall of drums, just fragments. You want hints of movement, not full chaos yet. Slice a break in simpler or directly in the clip. Then keep only the few useful pieces. A kick or snare style hit, a short hat or ride, maybe one extra percussion sound. Place them on offbeats or at the end of a phrase so they feel like responses to the dubstab. A really practical shape is this. Bars 1 to 4, mostly atmosphere and dub movement. Bars 5 to 8, introduce a couple of break hits. Bars 9 to 12, let the break presence grow a little. Bars 13 to 16, add a small fill or pickup into the drop. That structure gives the intro a sense of progression without overdoing it. What to listen for here is whether the break fragments add forward motion without making it feel like the main groove has already arrived. If it starts getting busy, remove the smallest or least important hits first. Keep the main snare cue if you have one. That's the anchor. Now, drum hierarchy matters. In old school D&B, not every drum element should be fighting for attention at the same time. Let one thing lead at a time. Maybe the dubstab leads in the first four bars. Then the break fragments take over. Then the final bar is owned by a pickup or fill. That kind of call and response is what makes the intro feel like a section, not just a loop. If you want a little more impact, a drum boss on the drum layer can help, but keep it subtle. Small drive, cautious boom, maybe a touch of transient shaping if the brake feels too soft. You don't need much. The whole point is to keep the intro clean enough that the drop still has somewhere to go. Now let's add the transition material. Keep this industrial and functional. You do not need a giant cinematic riser, a reverse hit, a filter sweep, a delay throw on the last stab, or a reversed chord tail is usually enough. The final two bars are where you really want the pressure to build. Start filter below, then open it gradually. Let the last hit echo out, and then cut cleanly before the drop. That cut is important. It gives the next section room to land hard. A lot of beginners keep the tails going too long, and then the drop feels smaller because the intro is still talking over it. Shorter tails, cleaner timing, stronger impact. A good habit in Ableton is to check the intro in context, not only in solo. Put the first part of the next section in place too. Maybe a preview of the main kick and snare, a bass pickup, or the first drum break of the drop. This matters, because a sound that feels huge on its own can become muddy once the full arrangement comes in. What to listen for is whether the intro leaves a clean pocket for the first real downbeat. If the bass pulse interferes with that moment, shorten it a little. If the reverb is still masking the snare, trim the return. If the transition feels crowded, remove one element. Usually the answer is subtraction, not more layering. Phrasing is another big one. Keep the intro moving in clear chunks. 4-bar or 8-bar changes are your friend. A lot of club-friendly DNB intros change on bar 5, 9, or 13. That makes it predictable enough for DJs to mix, while still feeling alive. For example, bars 1 to 4 can be your bare dub mood. Bars 5 to 8 bring in break response. Bars 9 to 12 add tension and a little more movement. Bars 13 to 16 create the pre-drop push. That kind of structure gives the listener a sense that the tune is advancing in steps, and that's what a good intro should do. It should feel intentional. Now for the final polish. Keep the sub centered. Anything below about 120 Hz should stay basically mono. If your stereo layers or delays are making the low end feel wide, use utility to narrow them. Check the intro in mono too. If the idea falls apart in mono, the core arrangement needs more strength and less width. If the top end starts getting sharp, use EQ8 to gently tame the harshness around 5 to 10 KHz. If it feels dull, give a little presence back around 2 to 5 KHz on the stab or percussion. But be subtle. The warehouse feel comes from restraint, not from making everything bright. One very useful trick for darker DNB is to resample your best 4-bar moment once the balance is right. Flatten the stab, delay tail, and a couple of break hits into audio, then chop that audio for the final transition. Printed audio often sounds more intentional than live automation, because the groove becomes part of the waveform itself. And here's a great mindset to keep. If a sound is already doing the job, add character, not more range. A little saturation, a tiny pitch drift, a slightly darker echo. That's usually enough. The most common beginner mistake is trying to finish the intro too early. In this style, the silence between the hits is often what gives it power. So keep it sparse, keep it focused, and keep checking whether the intro still feels like a DJ tool as well as a creative idea. Ask yourself, does it have a clear groove when looped? Is the sub controlled and centered? Does the last bar feel like tension rather than clutter? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. To recap, build a 16-bar intro with one dub pulse, one main stab, a few break fragments, and a small number of transition effects. Use auto filter, echo, reverb, saturator, utility, and maybe drum bus to shape the mood without losing control. Let the arrangement breathe. Let the phrase changes happen clearly, and let the drop arrive with room to hit. That's the sound of a cold room slowly waking up before the drums slam. Now I want you to try the mini exercise. Build two versions if you can. One sparse and dry, one wetter and more atmospheric. Keep the bass to one note or one note variation only. Limit yourself to 4 tracks. Then compare which version feels more confident in mono, which one leaves more room for the next section, and which one sounds more like a real DNB intro instead of just a cool loop. Make both versions speak. Then keep the one that serves the track best. That's the move.